Ah, the music of Van Heflin.
Van Halen. You're so hip. I'll tell you, if I could jump with Eddie Van Halen, I would do it.
Yeah?
Not Diamond Dave. But Amy Guth is a brave young woman.
Oh, yes.
What did you do?
Oh, my gosh. I just jumped from a little over 2.5, almost 3 miles above the earth. I jumped to the ground with the Army Golden Knights parachute team, and it was unbelievable. I've never done anything like that in my entire life, and it was, I had all the feelings, all the whole range of feelings, and it was really exhilarating and very, very cool.
Why did you do this, Amy? How come?
My question exactly.
You know what? This wasn't necessarily something on my bucket list per se, but they invited me to do this. And they said, would you be interested in doing a jump with us? I thought, well, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it with people that jump all day long and they're very good at it and, you know, do this for a living and with the Army. And so I thought, well, why not? And I'm very glad I did. I was with Sergeant First Class Noah Watts, and he was really wonderful. He kind of read me pretty well when that plane took off, and I thought, okay, I am committed. There's no backing out now. I got to do this. We just started talking about travel, and he kind of distracted me. And then, you jump out of the plane in order of heaviest to lightest. So I was the last to jump out.
And wait, can I just hang on 1 second? Were you hesitant at all? I mean, when it
absolutely.
It got to your turn, did you for 1 minute just go, not going to do this?
You know what? It was when we took off, I thought, okay, this is scary. And then when I was alerted, I was like, okay, we are very high up. Then I was told, you're only halfway. I thought, okay, I'm only halfway up, and I still have a ways to go. And it was already, quite a ways down there. So it was almost 3 miles in the air. So what Sergeant First Class Noah Watts did is he kind of tricked me a little bit. He just said, okay, we're just going to scoot up by the door here, and then we were out.
Oh, he is not to be trusted.
Well, that's the way to do it, because I bet you people change their mind when they're all the way up there.
Don't you think, not just change your mind, but don't you think that even if your brain says, yes, I can do this, your legs have a mind of their own, and they go, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to jump out of an airplane.
You know, your legs are not involved. You just kind of are just sort of hanging. You're the little spoon in the harness. So I'm in front of him, and he was like, "We're just going to scoot a little forward." And then he had asked me 2 or 3 times in the air, "Are you ready to skydive?" And I was like, "Ready as I'm going to get, dude."
Yeah.
And then suddenly we were out, and it's very loud in the aircraft. It's a little tiny Army plane, and so it's like jump seats, and you're tethered to it. And then when you're out of the aircraft, suddenly it's very quiet, even though it's the chaos of free fall. We only were in free fall about 50 seconds, apparently, but it felt like...
That's all?
I don't even know. Yeah, it was fast.
Oh.
And then the parachute opens, and it's unbelievable. You can see... I mean, you're so high up, you can just see everything. It was so beautiful.
Are you normally afraid of heights, Amy?
Yes,
you are.
I'm
are
very
you afraid of
heights.
Falling out of airplanes normally?
Yes, and I will say, when that aircraft door opened, I thought... Oh my God, what am I thinking?
Yeah.
This is not, I am jumping out of a perfectly good airplane right now, but I knew I was in good hands with the Army Golden Knights. They checked and checked everything. They had so much, they were so buttoned up about it. I knew that I was in really good hands. And, it was kind of a little emotional at one point. My grandfather was at, he was at Normandy Beach in the Army. And so, he was kind of like, I can't believe there. I never imagined the day I would hear my granddaughter would be jumping out of a plane with the Army, but here we are, and I'm lucky that he's still with us. So that was very cool.
That's pretty amazing, Amy. Amy Guth on the line with us. She just jumped with the Army Golden Knights, and of course, to get ready for the 59th annual Chicago Air and Water Show presented by Shell Oil Products. It soars into town this August 19th and 20th. It's one of these things that it would be nice to have done it, although I don't want to do it. And I'm wondering if when you jump, you know how when you're riding a roller coaster, your stomach goes up through your throat? Did you get that at first?
No, not at all. I felt really nervous in the aircraft. And then,
but that sensation of, you didn't get that when you were like free falling?
No, not at all. I didn't at all. Your brain even shuts off. I didn't have the sensation of falling at all. I was just kind of looking at everything around me and looking at the ground. It was kind of unbelievable. But your brain, I think, shorts out a little bit, and you don't really register fear, you just kind of, here you are. I had gotten the advice not to open my mouth because suddenly you will take in a lot of air.
Oh, yeah.
Wind out of you. So I, you know, there was also a photographer in front of me with a helmet cam. And so I was trying to smile because I wanted the photos to be flattering for social media. I don't know how they look yet. We'll see.
Is there ever a time, Amy, where you can just honestly enjoy it for what it is?
Absolutely.
Or there is a time like
that. Is that when the shoot goes up where you're just kind of soaring?
That was certainly relief, but I felt like what I wanted from today, I got. And that was, once I'm out of the plane, I want to just say, this is out of my hands. I'm just going to enjoy this experience.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I was able to do. I just, once we were out, it was suddenly quiet. And I could hear Sergeant Watts was talking the whole time. I could hear him pretty well in my ear and saying, you know, look this way. And he was pointing at stuff. And so it was very beautiful. And I don't quite know the words yet to describe that free fall, other than I wasn't afraid of it. It really felt, it felt very cool. Once the chute was open, of course, then there's a bit of a relief because, you know, there's always the chance it won't open.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was very relieved once that chute was open, and he let me steer it a little bit. He kind of taught me how to drive the chute. So we kind of twirled around and saw things and looked around, and it was so beautiful.
Tell you have to land on a specific, like wherever you land, right? You don't have to steer it to an X on the sand somewhere or anything, do you?
We did. We landed on a very specific strip of land. There's a landing field. There's picnic tables out where people are watching and cheering each other on. And so we landed right on that. There's a little bit of yoga involved in the landing. You got to get your knees up so you don't, you know, pop your feet off.
Oh, right.
So I kind of had my knees up, but it was a very soft landing. We landed kind of sitting down. It was just like going down a slide. It was very easy, and I did not get a monster wedgie, so I'm good.
That's always good.
The thing that amazes me the most, and what I'm hearing you say and other people, is the quiet, because you're thinking you're plummeting to Earth. It's going to be like in cartoons where it's just this loud noise, but very peaceful and yet exhilarating, I would imagine.
Absolutely. It was so peaceful and beautiful. And then once that chute is open, there's a big, there's a sudden kind of jerk motion that suddenly, because you're leaving free fall and suddenly you're in, you know, caught by this parachute under the canopy of it. And so there is that kind of jolt, but then it is even more peaceful. But the whole time, even in free fall, it is very peaceful and quiet and beautiful. And of course, there's not a cloud in the sky today. It's a beautiful day to do this. So I recommend this for everybody, because I got to the ground and I was kind of sitting here reflecting on it a bit. And I don't think I'm much of a fearful person anyway, but whatever fear I have was certainly, I think I left it up there about 3 miles in the air.
Would they have canceled or postponed this if this was a windy day, or if the temperatures weren't right? Do they cancel if something like that is going on?
You know, that was unclear. They checked the air several times. They opened the aircraft door, and one guy stuck his face out, his hand. He had a flag he let go of. So I think they checked that a few times. But I was talking to them on the way up. They do this a lot. It seems like they do this in a lot of different conditions and a lot of different weather. I think as long as it's not raining or too windy for the aircraft, it seems like they'll do it. But I'll have to confirm that for sure. It seems like that's at some point a personal choice of if you're willing to be up there in strong winds.
Yeah.
All right. My important question to you, Amy Guth, would you ever do it again?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. In fact, I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, wow. Did you expect that to be your answer? Did you think that would happen?
No.
No,
I thought this is going to be a cool thing to say that I've done and that I'm done with. And now I feel like I want to go up and take people I know with me and show them that this is a really wonderful experience.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever done anything like this in my life. This is definitely one of the coolest experiences of my entire life, to have jumped from that high and seen that view. And again, the Army Golden Knights made it very doable. I felt, even though the training was very short, I felt very well prepared, and I felt like I was in very good hands to be up there.
Well, someone who may want to jump with you is a listener named Jean. Jean, what's your story?
Well, I was 77, and my grandson had jumped out, and I thought, oh, I want to do that. So I didn't tell anybody at all. I just went, drove to the airport, and I did it.
Wow.
And I must say, I was scared silly. So 3 weeks later, I went back and I did it again. And this time I knew what to expect, and I wasn't scared, and I loved it.
Wow.
Look at that.
That's so impressive.
Yeah. You know what this teaches us, awesome. Gene and Amy, that Bill and I are big babies.
Big babies.
I'm afraid of heights, and it was scary. The worst part was when you sit on the floor of the plane, and you're strapped to the trainer behind you.
Yeah.
And then you sort of scoot on your butts to get over to the door, and you're sitting there on the edge. Well, that wasn't bad, but before that, I had looked over, and I looked down, and that was scary.
If you're afraid of heights, this would be like I'm afraid of widths, so it doesn't really affect me. But I don't know how you say to yourself, "I'll be fine," because I mean that's just so high up. I can't believe.
Are you going to do it again, Gene?
I'm not saying I won't.
Wow!
It's gonna be style, Gene.
Well, thank you for calling, Gene. What did you say to her, Amy?
I said I like her style.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Gene.
Amy, this is an extremely responsible question, but I'm curious.
And why are you asking?
I don't know why I'm asking it, but I'm wondering, do you have to check with your insurance provider before you make a jump like this?
You know, it occurred to me last night after I posted a video that the guy who sold me life insurance is my Facebook friend.
Oh, yeah.
I might want to exclude him from those posts.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to. You probably are supposed to. I might have neglected to do so, though.
All right.
I don't think so. I mean, if you know.
But when you sign up, like when I was negotiating life insurance, they asked me if I had any dangerous hobbies, and I was kidding, and I go, well, ping pong. And he writes that down. He wrote down ping pong. And I go, I'm kidding. It's not that dangerous.
Yeah. Well, you can't joke with insurance people.
No.
We are proud of you. I'm glad you got this experience, and I'm sure we'll hear all about it. Loving your Saturday night special, Saturday 7 to 9 p.m., and also Saturday's the Wintrust Business Lunch with Amy Guth from noon to 1. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Congrats.
And, you know, I turned both of your names into the Golden Knights, so they're going to call you next.
Oh, excellent.
I lost my phone.
Number. I'm changing my number. Thanks, Amy. Congratulations on still being here. All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Don't say that.
I would still be in a state of shock. I would still like.
Oh, you mean after you jumped?
Before, during, and after. I would be in pre-shock, during shock, and post-shock.
You would have to wear Depends.
I'm wearing them now just to talk to Amy. I'm wearing them. All right. We'll take a quick break. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.